This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed.
Bilindiği gibi Rusya ve Ukrayna'nın esir takaslarıyla...
He said the deal for the grain corridor was due to expire today. As a result of our talks with the two sides, we've secured an extension to this deal. Erdogan made the remarks in the western city of Kanakkale. Russia has previously called for renewing the deal for only 60 days, half of the term of the previous renewal period. Ukraine, however, is insisting on a 120-day renewal. It's not clear yet how long this particular renewal will last. Kosovo and Serbia have reached an agreement on implementing a European Union-backed deal to normalize ties. This, according to EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, late on Saturday, though the two leaders said disagreements remain. Kosovo and Serbia have been in EU-backed talks for nearly 10 years, since Kosovo declared independence in 2008. That was almost a decade after war ended Serbian rule, but Serbia still regards Kosovo as a breakaway province, and flare-ups between the Balkan neighbors have stoked fears of a return to conflict. The agreement Saturday came after 12 hours of talks between the prime minister and the president of those two countries. The head of Italy's opposition Democratic Party has blasted a bureaucratic crackdown on LGBTQ families as ideological, cruel, and discriminatory. Party leader Eli Schlein joined thousands of people at a demonstration in Milan to protest a move by the far-right Italian government to restrict the rights of LGBTQ parents. The Interior Ministry this week forced Milan to limit parental rights to the biological parent when same-sex couples register their children. This is VOA News.